Today's Cut Newsline is One Cut. It features Marcia Gray, Executive Director of the Real Christmas Tree Board. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
We have lots of newbies every year. It tends to be younger families, and now most people grew up with an artificial Christmas tree, just statistically. They don't remember. Mom and Dad probably pulled it out of a box. So you might get to be the adventurist and get out and figure out how to do it. It's really simple, but there are some things that new people will want to know. We cover it all on our website, lots of tips and tricks, but we really encourage people to remember, look for a fresh tree. If it was pre-cut, make sure there's a new cut put on the bottom or the tree will not take up water. That is the most essential step. Your tree will stay nice and fresh for the entire season. You just got to water it and you don't need to put in any special additives. We know there are plenty of trees for everybody who wants one. What we do here is some locations closing after a couple of weekends. The sale of real Christmas trees now is very front loaded. Thanksgiving weekend, we sell a third of our trees. By the last weekend, this following weekend, another third are gone. It doesn't mean the trees are all gone. It just means you may have to look a little further. We really recommend you check ahead of the Google search or searching their name. One great resource on realchristmastreeboard.com, we have a retail locator. It doesn't have every location. We're still building it, but you will see lots of locations available. We also offer any retailer on there each week. We give them the opportunity to put in a close for the season message. So if they're not open, you should know in advance. We shouldn't be sending you places that aren't available.